What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Tuesday, the 28th of April. Hope you're well. Had a fantastic Tuesday. Soaking wet is what I have been. Pissing down the rain this morning and I went out in it for some reason. I needed to go to the shops, but I didn't think it was going to stop. But it stopped as soon as I got in. So there you go. What are you going to do? I carried two boxes back from the shop as well, which I found outside, which I thought was perfect for the thing that I've just sold on the internet. The two things I've sold, should I say. By the time I got them home, they were fucking useless. They were soaking because the rain got worse, of course, because it's almost like it was my rain cloud. Wayne cloud, I'm going to call it. It followed me, and then just before I was getting into the door, it come down heavy as anything, and like, just give me one last fucking dose of like power shower. So I just had to dump the boxes by the bins. Useless. Anyway, I'll try again tomorrow. But I've got an Elvis Presley robotic head that I've sold on the internet. It's called a Wowie Elvis. It's basically an animatronic Elvis head that you sing with. You've got a microphone and it's a head that sings back to you and you do this like karaoke thing with your fucking with Elvis, with your, what's it called, you know, you can be the biggest fan and do a duet basically. It's fucking random, but it wasn't mine. I just sold it, but I've made good money on it. But the guy wants me to test it first, and I've got to fucking find some of them big ass batteries. You know, the big fucking round ones that like nobody uses anymore because it doesn't plug in. Only batteries, and like, what's it called? The only ones that you maybe used to have them big fucking Rasta Blasters or the hip hop tape deck that you take out. People take out and do the fucking breakdancing in the street when big fucking stereos, the ones that power them, the batteries I've got to find. I ain't got them knocking about, so I've got to find, I've got to buy them online or something. And the guy's like, where's me fucking Elvis? This was last week, but I haven't been able to find the batteries, so. But he wants, the point is, he wants me to test it and show it working first. So I've got to buy them and I've got to pay a fucking 15 quid for the batteries just to show him working. Because you can't post the batteries. I could sell him the batteries, but I can't because you're not allowed to sell him the batteries. You're not allowed to send the batteries with the parcel. You're not allowed to. And if they find out that you, if you say, no, there's no batteries in there, and then they fucking find that there is, they confiscate it or crush your parcel. They nick it more like. There's no way they're going to crush that. They're going to open it and go, look, it's a fucking robot Elvis. I'm taking that home with me. I'm going to fucking have that. My dad loves Elvis. That's what'll happen. So you can't like, you know, you can try and bullshit and say there's none. But if they catch him, then you fucked it. So I've just got to buy it and take the hit. And I'll be stuck with them batteries then until I find something else I can use them for. Maybe I'll have to get back into breakdancing. Buy myself another one. I've had them stereos. I bought and sold them. I think they're cool as fuck. And like they do. They sell for good money. The big old, well, we call them Rasta Blasters, or the hip-hop fucking tape decks anyway. You know what I mean. They're cool and they look good. Even if they don't work, they look good on the side. They look good as an ornament. So anyway, the Elvis don't. It don't even look like fucking Elvis. It looks like Engelbert Humperdinck, if anything. Or the Terminator. You know, what's he called? Arnold Schwarzenegger. When he's like, or in Total Recall, when he's in the mirror and he's like pulling that fucking thing out of his nose. Like the he's got like a what's it called, like a sensor in his nose, and he's pulling that out, and you can tell it's that shit graphics because it's so old. When you watch that film now, you can tell it becomes a robot head of his when it's like pulling it through his nose. It looks like that. Don't look like Elvis. But anyway, who am I to fucking argue? It's worth a lot of money to me. Cash is king. Anyway, but we're going. Germany face fines of up to £9,000 for not wearing masks to the shops. That's good. I think everybody needs to do that. I think that's the way we're going to... That literally could be fucking rolling now if everybody wore a mask. It felt a bit stupid. I actually wore one today, but only because I were... And I felt stupid because loads of people wasn't. And I was, and I felt like, you know, fucking... But I think I got my cough. I don't know whether my cough is whatever the fuck it was, but... If I got it from anywhere, it would have been the supermarket. So unless I can get a test. But I thought, well, I'm only just a day off my self-imposed quarantine. So I thought I better fucking do it for other people's sake. So I took a bullet there. I fucking wore it in case somebody else got it. Because what made me think, if I got it from anywhere, when I I got it from the supermarket. There was old people knocking about in there, still with no mask, and I thought, fuck, if I got it, then you're picking it up in there. I don't know for sure. We don't know, do we? Could be anything. All I know is I don't get fucking coughs, and I've not been smoking ganja lately, so... oh yeah, an impromptu shitty little cough there, but I'm on the last legs. So anyway, the incredible Tom Moore, what's his name? Tom Moore, the captain, the 100-year-old guy who did the thing in his around his garden, the one who raised £29 million. I mean, fucking hell, no one's going to top that. And he, they got all 120,000 cards he's got now. He just hasn't got time to read all them, I'm afraid. He's too busy. He's too busy feeling like a rock star and brilliant. He probably feels like fucking, you know what I mean? At 100 years old, he probably thinks, I am the bollocks. I am. There's no doubt in it. I am the bollocks. And I hope I live to 110 so I can have 10 years of fucking milking this and enjoying myself. Because he'll be on every telly, he's famous from here on in. And that 120,000 cards. You know, wait till Valentine's Day comes around. he's going to be taking some in on Valentine's Day, 100%. Even if you are weird, if you're sending a 100-year-old man a Valentine's card saying, will you be mine and all that kind of stuff. But people will do it for jest. Some will do it seriously. Some will be after his £29 million or after his next thing that he's going to have a go at raising. But, you know, it just goes to show, you know, you're never too old to enjoy yourself or make a difference, as I say. You know, here's me scratching around fucking selling Elvis robot heads, trying to make fucking money to buy something to eat, that is. I don't know about anything else. But anyway, but he's not done it for him. He's done it for him. He's done it for the NHS. Shouldn't have to, because the NHS is fucking meant to be funded by the government, but... It's not, unfortunately, so other people have to do it. The military, that's funded by the government. The military, fucking hell, I saw something about the military in the paper today. We spent, just in 2019, we spent 34 billion? Something like 34 billion. Anyway, it's billions. Ridiculous amount. 34 billion just on military. Updates, just in 2019. America was like, fucking double or triple that. America was way, way, way above. And that's what you spend on a yearly basis just on the military. It's crazy if you think about it. Everybody's like, everyone's all friends and everything. We're all like, you know, all these trade deals and we're all fucking pally-pally. Oh yeah, let's do a trade deal with Japan. Let's do a trade deal with him and do them. And we're all talking and shaking hands and that. But really, you're stocking up on your fucking military just so... If any of these fuckers try and fucking come and have a go at us, we've got them. It's weird, isn't it? You're kind of like, it's false friends, because you really, if we're all friends, nobody needs any military. Everybody get rid of your military. But then all of a sudden, someone's going to go, we ain't got no military, we can take them. Let's fucking get in there and fucking take what they've got, plunder. Goes all the way back to the Vikings and that, doesn't it? Where everybody, and look, the Persian Wars and all that, the Vikings, everybody was coming back, forth, back, forth, back, forth. French and English arguing back and forth. I mean, Europe's been conquered left, right and centre by fucking one and the other. So we're all friends whilst we're all keeping each other at bay is what I mean. Fucking weird. Wait till the aliens come. And then we'll fucking see who's in charge. The aliens are going to come down and they're going to go... You lot are fucking, with your little measly little toys and your little fucking shitty little nuclear weapons. We'll show you something. And they'll just press one button and just turn you to dust. Or freeze you so that you're like, or fry your brain so that you just become a, what's it called? What's that film? Was it The Day the Earth Stood Still? Or, there was a film where everybody just started doing whatever the aliens wanted to do. Anyway, what am I going on about? I'm meant to be doing the news here. That's because I said that, because I did see something about aliens. Oh, I've lost it now. Never mind. But here's another. The Loch Ness Monster's back. Somebody took a photo of the Loch Ness Monster he's saying that he thinks has come back. Looks like a plank of wood floating to me. Looks like driftwood for me. Maybe it's, what's it called? A beaver's a beaver's den or whatever that's like took off. I'll tell you what, they've introduced beavers into some flood areas. You know, the flood, we've had some crazy flooding up in the fucking north areas. And they've like introduced some, not beavers, or was it otters? We don't know if we get beavers, but we have otters and shit like that. Animals that build dens anyway. And they've been like building all these dens and that and blocking the floods and that. I don't know if they've like, in some areas, and they've worked. So that's quite good, isn't it? Relying on nature. There you go. When you take it all the way back, you rely on fucking nature. And you can rely on nature for fucking most things. Illnesses, diseases. If you go all the way back, you know, look back at what people used in the Greek times and all that, all the herbs and the spices and everything. Half of them are good for, you know, colds and fevers and all that kind of stuff. All the chemical stuff you don't necessarily need. That's all modern day stuff, and it profit stuff. But really, you could go and use herbs and stuff like that for most things. Obviously, like fucking not. Cannabis is the one. Because talking about cannabis is good for fucking everything. All the bad stuff that you can use it for cancers and everything is reversing. But they don't tell you that, do they? But you got. I think you got to have. You got to use your brains and fucking. If you think it's not really too much of a serious thing that I've got, go for the herbal one. You don't take fucking loads of chemicals just for the fact that you've got a cold. You know what I mean? What's the point in ibuprofen and paracetamol and all that when you can just take ginger tea and all that sort of stuff? Oh, fuck it. I think I've been watching some YouTube videos about healthy eating. So I'm passing on my knowledge that I've just taken on board. You do what you want with it. You go and use your fucking, what's it called? Them codeine and all that shit that fucking America's are high on. They're only good to get high on. They're not good to fucking, the painkillers, aren't they? People just, they're that powerful that you just get fucking high. High as a kite. It's like Valium. Valium's the one to not give a fuck. You take that and you don't give a fuck. That's why some doctors prescribe Valium, even though it's meant to be for, what's it for? Nerves and stuff? Whatever. I don't know, but they do prescribe it if you get on a plane and you're panicking, you're nervous and that. And then you take that and have a couple of drinks with it. You fucking don't know where you are. You think you're in a spaceship. You don't think you're on a plane. You forgot all about your nerves. And all of a sudden, some fuckers start fighting with the stewardesses and that because they get too much of the free bar and start kicking off. When you ever see a fucking idiot wasted out his brains on a plane, wasted out his brains, and his partner's going, fucking hell, I don't know what's wrong with him. If they're all, him and his mates are pissed, then they're just pissed. Still could have took one, but I'm not about, you get some guy who fucking thinks clever, take a Valium to sleep, then drinks the free bar, all the whiskies and all that. I've seen it, and the guy just turned, and his partner couldn't calm him down, and he was like jumping all over the seats and that, and everyone had to wrestle him to the floor. He's a right fucking idiot. He was going to try and open the door and everything. I was getting ready to get one of my fucking headlocks on him. I would have fucking taken him down, crush his windpipe. But luckily, eventually, he just passed out. He did all that and then passed out because the Valium totally kicked in and took him off his feet. Thank fuck for that. Anyway, when we're talking about the news, a thief tried to raid Boots armed with a spoon. I know we're short-staffed, and the shops are short-staffed, but you're not going to get away with that. He tried to nick 55 quid's worth of baby products with a spoon. That's all he had. So I don't think, did they let him go? He was stopped in his track by an off-duty cop. Oh, bad luck. But did they take the? Well, maybe they gave it him, even though it was a spoon. But he was obviously threatening. But short-staffed and that. Could have just shoplifted it, you know what I mean? It's only like fucking stuff on the shelves. You might have just put it in your pockets and run out, and then it's just shoplifting. Why bother with the spoon? The spoon is like armed robbery then, isn't it? Even if it is a spoon, surely you tried to hold it up. It's a shit armed robbery, but it's armed robbery because you're armed with a spoon. Got to be fucking... Some people just don't use their brains. Shoplifting's fine. If you're skint and you have to. It's not fine, but I'm saying it's like, you know, it's stupid and you're going to get caught, but at least you're only going to do less time. Where am I going to go with it? What was I talking about? Cheese on toast is one of the favourites. Well, I've pulled that out. Cheese on toast is the favourite snack with more than one in five Brits rating it highest. That's like just, that's council estate food, cheese on toast. Again, it's like beans on toast, cheese on toast, tomatoes on toast, spaghetti on toast, and then back to cheese on toast, then chip beans on toast, then cheese, then beans on toast, then tomatoes on toast, then spaghetti on toast, and then cheese on toast. And that's how you go, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Sad times, but they are good, because it's protein, and it's like, what's it called? It's healthy. It's kind of healthy. Cheese on toast, not necessarily, but it's got protein in it. I don't eat cheese no more. I used to like cheese and toast. I have to eat vegan cheese and toast now. Not that I'm a vegan, but I don't eat dairy. So I've got to find the alternative. But what's it called? But tomatoes on toast, beans on toast, yeah, I eat them. And the spaghetti on toast. Alphabet spaghetti, remember that? Alphabet spaghetti on toast. And you used to, as a kid, you'd use like your fingers and that and try and spell words, rude words, like piss off to your fucking, to your sister and that, like just pulling them out. And so now it's all over your hands and all over your face and you've ripped piss off. Or maybe you weren't like, maybe you weren't up on your swear words as a kid like I was, sitting in the baby thing. Anyway, what was I going to say? Bin men. Well, no, I'm going to do that one. I'm running out of time here. I've been talking about other shit. Speaking of prisoners, a prisoner who shoved a Kinder Egg full of drugs up his ass, who stunned the Prime Minister, has got to do more time because he's beat up his girlfriend. Well, he's a fucking knob anyway, isn't he? But the picture, I pulled it out because there's a picture of Boris Johnson's face there. Look, he's looking like, you know, like disgusted look on some, shocked and disgusted look at the same time. When somebody told him about it when he was walking around a prison. They told him about a story how somebody got caught with a Kinder Egg full of drugs up his ass. But regardless of anything else, that's quite, you know, that's ingenious because it's a perfect, he got caught and he ended up having to do time for it. But the Kinder Egg thing's perfect, isn't it? Because it fits back together perfectly. It's the perfect size for going up your ass. It's not the first thing a prisoner's stuck up his arse. They fucking use mobile phones and everything. How do you think they get into prison? You know, and they like, I hope they don't stick some of the big ass fucking mobile phones. Now, you see some of them phones, they're massive, they're too big. They're like fucking almost like a TV. On the side of your face, some of them are carrying them. Easy to nick out of people's pockets. They've just got them in their back pocket. And half of it's sticking out of the back. You're asking for that to be nicked, I'm telling you. But anyway, you're not asking for it to be shoved up your ass. I know that, because they wouldn't fit very easily. You'd look, fucking look like SpongeBob if you had that. But like I say, they sneak mobile phones. Fucking, I bet somebody snuck Kinder Eggs in with the Kinder Egg, just to have a Kinder Egg. I'm addicted to the Kinder Egg, the little toys inside. Anyway, he did it with drugs. What was I going to say? Nicolas Cage is moving. Oh, he's already got a place here, isn't he? But he's eyeing up another place. He's got a place in Somerset. Because I said before, he was at working men's clubs. He was just turned up on New Year's Eve to a working man's club. That must have just been buzzing on that. That's just like, that's where the, you know, that's real fucking England. That is the working class, working men's club. And Nicolas Cage just must have thought, that sounds like my kind of fucking people. So he rocked up in there. And they must have, you know what I mean? He could have gone to anywhere. He could have gone to any high and mighty, top of the range, fucking, you know, in a working man's clubs, the pints are about £1.20, the cheapest you're ever going to get. Anyway, he's buying another place somewhere. He's looking for somewhere in a different part of England, in Kent. Tell him to go and have a look around Birmingham. He'll like it up there. One day he can play a Brummie in a fucking period drama, because there's a lot more, there's big TV productions coming out of Birmingham sometime soon. And Nicolas Cage would be funny playing a Brummie. Or trying to, anyway. He wouldn't do it very well, but it'd be funny seeing somebody try. Right, I'm going to finish up on something. Oh, more drug dealers posing as got busted when the cops found them. Posing as undertakers. I like this one as well. But the cops bust them. Two men told police a roadblock. They were moving a body before for a cremation the next day. And this was in South Africa. And they told him to unscrew the coffin lid. Fucking hell, it's a shame they nearly got away with that. But they had 80 kilograms of cannabis inside, packed into 30 bam. They must have just looked like the most unlikely undertakers going. So they're moving his coffin. I thought that was in England, and that like they would have done it proper with the hearse and like with the top hat, the tails, and everything. You got to do the whole shebang. You can't just have a coffin in the back fucking boot of your car. You got to have the whole deal. Anyway, 35 grand's worth wounder. And it's only cannabis. That one should have got through. The cop should have said, "Give me half of that, and the rest you can go through, and you can say you've got like, you know, I'll let it slide." And you know, you think they would have done that, but no, they unfortunately took it. Or maybe the cop was just like, "Fuck it, I'll have the whole lot, and you two can walk. Let's do it that way. I'll keep the fucking whole lot, and you can keep the coffin." And everybody's happy. You have to decide whether you want prison time or just to be fucking spiteful so the cop doesn't get it all. You've got to let it go, haven't you? You can always go and grow it all again. All that shit, they grow it in 3 months. Anyway, last one. Mickey Dolenz out of the Monkees. Remember the Monkees? I used to love that as a kid as well. Monkees. Hey Hey with the Monkees. But they had their own TV show, didn't they? But anyway, they... Mickey Dolenz has turned down an enormous amount of money not to go on I'm a Celebrity. He said, fucking, they offered me a ton of money to go and live in the jungle with all the fucking other Z-listers in the jungle. And said they offered him a fortune to do it. And he said, no, my kind of guy, because he's already rich. You don't need the fucking money. And he said, it don't fucking do nothing for my character. It does nothing for my career or character for me going in the jungle. And you know what? And half the people who do go in that jungle are fucking rich already, but they're like, that fucking money, give me more fucking money, give me 100 grand, 200 grand, 300 grand, give me it. I'll go and fucking stand around like a moaning fucking old bastard and show you what I'm really like in real life. You know, and get my arse out on TV in the shower and all that stuff just for the fucking, for the dollar signs. But you don't need it. You know what I mean? He stuck to his guns and said no, so... My kind of guy, Mickey Dolenz and the Monkees. All the rest are dead, aren't they? I think he's the last one standing. So anyway, I'm going to leave you there. Hopefully you've enjoyed it, and I'll see you again tomorrow. See you later. Bye.